In Walmart Associates, Inc. v. Anderson, 2022, ARC App 12, the Arkansas Court of Appeals affirmed the full commission decision that a truck driver sustained a compensable injury and was performing employment services in removing personal items from his truck, notwithstanding that he had clocked out because of DOT regulations. The employee planned to clean and sanitize the truck, so he was removing his personal items. Judge Vaught explained, "A compensable injury includes an accidental injury causing internal or external physical harm to the body, arising out of and in the course of employment, and which requires medical services or results in disability or death. ARC Code and Section 11-9-102-4A-1. A compensable injury does not include an injury which was inflicted upon the employee at a time when employment services were not being performed. ARC Code and Section 11-9-102-4B-3. The Supreme Court has interpreted the term employment services as performance of something that is generally required by an employer. We use the same test to determine whether an employee was performing employment services as we do when determining whether an employee was acting within the course of employment. The test is whether the injury occurred within the time and space boundaries of the employment when the employee was carrying out the employer's purpose or advancing the employer's interest directly or indirectly." End of quote. The Court of Appeals looked to White v. Georgia Pacific Corp., 339 ARC 474, where the Supreme Court, in reversing the commission, found claimant was performing employment services at the time of his injury. Quote, "White's unrebutted testimony was that while he was entitled to breaks, oftentimes his employer failed to provide him with a relief worker. So he was told to take his break not in the designated break area, but in an area where he could monitor the dryers, which is where White was headed when he fell. White also testified that he was told by his supervisor to take a break whenever he got the chance, and that if he was needed while on break, White would have been forced to return to his forklift immediately. Finally, the Supreme Court noted that while White was not loading the dryers at the time of his fall, he was in fact monitoring them, which is a required part of his job duties. The facts in White are similar to those in the instant case, in that at the time of their injuries, White and Anderson were clocked out and tending to personal matters that were not directly advancing the interest of their employers. White was headed for a smoke break, and Anderson was removing his personal supplies from the truck. Neither activity was required by the employees' respective employers. However, at the time of their injuries, both White and Anderson were indirectly advancing the benefit of their employers and were doing something inherently necessary for the performance of their primary job. White was headed to an area where he was required to monitor the dryers, and Anderson was removing his personal items from the truck so he could clean and sanitize it. Furthermore, these activities were required by White's and Anderson's employers. As such, we hold that White is sound authority for affirming the commission's decision in Anderson's case." End of quote. The Court of Appeals distinguished cases cited by Walmart. Quote, "Trezza and Kennebrew have a few facts in common with the facts in the case at bar. Each employee was a truck driver, each had clocked out for the day when their injuries occurred, and each were tending to personal needs at the time of their accidents. But the critical distinction is that when Trezza and Kennebrew fell, they were not under any job requirements at the time. Trezza was off duty for a 34-hour period, and Kennebrew had been off duty for 7 hours. In contrast, when Anderson fell, he still had job duties to tend to. He was required to clean and sanitize the truck. He testified that he was required to do this, and if he did not, he was subject to discipline. He said that he was given a company credit card to purchase Lysol to clean and sanitize the interior of the truck. The only way Anderson could clean and sanitize the truck was to take his personal items out of it, which indirectly advanced Walmart's interests and was inherently necessary for the performance of Anderson's primary job." End of quote, end of decision.